Let's get into some footy tips here, Buddha. Round two, we're up to, just a recap, you're 8, Mills 5, I'm 6 in the footy tips from round one. Well done, you.
Thank you.
That's the way it should be. Tonight, Bulldogs, Carlton, Marvel.
Yeah, big game. It's a bit of a blockbuster. The Dogs pretty ordinary last week, and we know the Blues dismantled the Tigers. Vossie's going to coach from home, so this is because he's got the COVID.
That's right.
Coach from home.
Yes, I think is it Skype or Zoom or
it's one of those? Yeah,
I think it's Zoom
I reckon,
now. Skype was in our days. It's probably Zoom now. And a couple of assistant coaches can't get there. So Ash Hansen, who's an ex Bulldogs. He's now at Carlton, so he's going to take over. Vossie's going to talk to the players before the game over some sort of platform. Walsh is back, the young boy, who's been out with a bit of an ankle. He'll get about 30 or 40. He'll help. But I'm going to go the Dogs just after last week. Carlton will be saying, Millie, after the game, who let the Dogs out?
You couldn't. You've worked on that all week. Well done, you. We'll go to the Cats game in our next break, but let's move on with Collingwood and the Crows Saturday at the MCG.
Look good, your pies, Millie. McRae has done a bit of work over the pre-season. He's got a lot to work with. Some really good young kids, but also your bloke, Millie, that bloke in the top five.
Number two, Jordan Degoey.
Yeah, he was on fire. How good was he?
Great. It's making my toes curl up. He did look good. No, sorry. Did I say that out loud? No, he was good and he kicked a goal and he got in there and had a go. Nick Dacos had 27 disposals. He was pretty good. What did you think? Just quickly, you know, we've spent a heap of time.
I'm going to have to break you two
sorry.
Up in a minute.
No, but Jack Ginnivan running around and videoing and it's all in the press this week. He's just a young kid.
Yeah,
he wasn't hurting.
Yeah.
Wasn't hurting anyone, was he?
Absolutely not. He's got some really experienced players there. They would have reined him in if they thought, like Pendlebury, Sidebottom, those sort of guys would have just said, mate, you know, just pull back a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, I like that excitement. I think it's just express yourself and it's where we are in today's society. Just let the kids play. He was really excited to be able to play and have a win. I'm tipping the Pies.
Well done, you.
Essendon, Brisbane?
Going for Brisbane. Essendon were horrible last week.
Port Adelaide, Hawthorn?
Going for Port Adelaide.
Beauty.
Gold Coast and Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne need to be really, really careful. The Suns went last week over to the West, had a really good win. That might just sap them the trip over, the trip back. It will be wet and slippery, but I'll tip Melbourne. And they've still got Jake Lever out there, premiership defender, so that's a bit of a worry for them, but they'll be too good.
North Melbourne and West Coast Eagles, if I can say it. Who do you like that?
Millie, I've checked the weather. It's going to be 29 degrees. Hang the washing out, do your sheets, get the towels out. The Eagles.
Eagles.
He's going the Eagles, righto. This is a big one. Richmond and GWS at the G on Sunday. And if you're a Richmond member, you get a free T-shirt.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. I got the email yesterday. Proud to be a picture of a tiger. So you rock up to the merchandise tent outside Gate 3, I think it is, or something like that, and they'll give you a...
So if you've got a pie and you're smashing it, the hot sauce and the meat drips on your shirt, you just go out and get a new pie. Is that right? Or
something like
a new
that.
Shirt, sorry. Not a new pie.
Anyway, Richmond and Giants.
I lost to both teams in round one. Dropped this one. The early momentum goes, Mark. So pressure on for the Tigers and also GWS. Question marks will start to be asked. I'll go for Richmond.
All righty. Frio and St Kilda.
St Kilda to give Frio the heave-ho.
Righto.
And let's spend a couple of minutes just here on this last one. We'll go back to Sydney and the Cats at the SCG tomorrow night.
Absolute blockbuster, bigger than the one tonight. It's all about Buddy. If you watch all the ads at the moment, Millie, it's Buddy, 1,000 goals, Buddy this, Buddy that. So hopefully Chris Scott doesn't fall into the trap that it's all about Buddy.
Parker, I think it's already all about Buddy,
I know,
isn't
but
it?
Parker was really good last week. I think teams, or particularly the team last week against Sydney, I forget off the top of my head, but...
He kicked five,
Parker, and Heaney's a great player. So it's more about Sydney, and hopefully Scotty will prepare more about Sydney. Geelong been really good. Cameron looks like he's overcome that hip complaint. And originally it looked like a fairly nasty rib.
Yeah.
Went to hospital, did all that sort of stuff. But the thing I like is 11 goal kickers last week for the Cats. They had a really nice even spread. I'll tip Sydney, though, up there because their record against the Cats is very good.
Would he be feeling super nervous, Buddy, with those 4 goals to go, do you reckon? How do you control those nerves when you're out middle of a big arena? It's a big thing. You've got to keep your head in the game. How do you do that?
Well, I think it's more about his teammates just trying to assist him. Let's get it out of the road. Let's try and get the 4 goals without going outside the team dynamics. And if he's 15 metres over in the pocket and it's the worst percentage kick that you can, don't kick the ball to him. But at times try and just get – and I remember Gary Senior a few times – when he was about to kick 100 goals, there were times where we just said, let's just get out of the road, let's let the crowd fill the ground, let's wait for 10 or 15 minutes for those people to disperse, and let's get on with the game. I think I reckon behind the scenes there will be a little bit of a plan trying to get Buddy that early four goals, and then let's just get out of the road, then we can get back to just normality.
Sounds like a good idea.
Geez, I remember when you guys used to destroy teams. That team with you and Gary Senior in it, it was.
Well, it wasn't just the both of us. There was guys too. There was another
16 other blokes. Or something. Yeah, I know. But it was a sight to see. Buddha, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.